ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। 2009 metais spalio 18 diena. Toliau pratęsėm skaityti Mahabharata išverstą Krishna Dharmas Prabhu. Pirmą dalį, 9 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Gandharva Angaraparna. Išsiaiškinsim, kas šitas terminas bus. When the sun rose, the people of Ekachakra found Baka's dead body. They were astonished to see it lying there in a twisted mess, its mouth and eyes wide open. The citizens here stood on end, and their mouths fell open in amazement. Thousands of people gathered, all asking who had killed him. Gradually they realized that it had been the Brahmin's turn to take food to the demon the previous night. A noisy crowd stood gathered outside the Brahmin's house. While the Pandavas remained inside, the Brahmin spoke to the people. Galim įsivaizduoti, tai buvo šitas miestelis ar kaimelis buvo. Jame buvo tūkstančiai gyventojų, dėl to vienas akšasas kankino visą miestelį, paimdamas kas savaitę po vieną žmogų. Buvo laikai. Yesterday, as I sat by the roadside weeping at the thought of mine and my family's plight, a Brahmin came by. When he found out the cause of my distress, he promised to deliver me and the town from this constant danger. Learned in the incantations that invoke celestial weapons, the Brahmin assured me that he would take the food to Baka on my behalf and kill him. He must have been successful at this inconceivable feat, because Baka now lies dead. Iškai net vediniais laikais žudyti rakšasą pasirodo buvo be galo didelis darbas. The people looked at one another in wonder. Then they laughed and shouted in joy. They declared the festival to the rakshasa's death. The Pandavas continued to live at the Brahmin's house as Vyasadeva had instructed them. It had been months since the sage had last spoken with them. They expected his return at any time, and they passed their days in begging alms and studying the Vedic scriptures. O čia ir yra imperatorių kvalifikacija, kad jie galėjo gyventi rūmose ir tenkintis visais patogumais, ir tuo pat metu jie galėjo rinkti aukas. Tai va, tai tuo pat metu, ne tai, kad paraleliai, bet kai jie buvo išginti, jie savo be problemų rinko aukas. Nors jie ką tik visai dar nesenai džiaugiasi imperijos sostinėje didžiausiais patogumais, kurių mes net galim sunkiai įsivaizduoti. Taip ir mūsų gyvenime gali dažnai pasikeisti situacija, kada mūsų finansinė padėtis stipriai pablogėja, ir jeigu mes turėsime vidinį džiaugsmą, kuris ateina iš materialių ir dvasinių pareigų atlikimo, mes galėsime atlikti ir žemesnius darbus. Ja. Mes vis tiek busim laimingi. Net ir pablogėjus finansiniai padėčiai, arba gavus prastesnį darbą, žemesnės kategorijos darbą. Taigi tai buvai vadovas, o po to tampi pavaldiniu. Bet jeigu tu atlieki pareigą, džiaugsmas visą laiką yra. Ir tai yra Bhagavad Gitos pagrindinė žinia. Atlikti pareigas. Ir studijavo vedinius raštus. Irgi labai svarbu. One day a wandering ascetic came to the Brahmin's house and accepted his invitation to stay for a few days. After he had been duly worshipped and fed by the Brahmin and his family, the ascetic told stories from his travels. The Pandavas listened along with the Brahmin's family. They heard about a great Swayamvara ceremony soon to be held in Kampilya for Draupadi, King Drupada's daughter. This princess, the ascetic said, was not born of a woman, but had been born along with her brother Drishtadyumna from the sacrificial fire. Vėl, ne? Irgi, realija vedinių laikų. Gimsta žmogus iš aukojimo ritualo ugnies. The Pandavas were intrigued. They asked, please tell us how it is possible that Draupadi and her brother could appear from the fire. We desire to hear everything you know. The ascetic first told them about Drona. The sage Bharadvaja had once seen Gritachi, a divinely beautiful Apsara. And as a result, he had dropped his vital seed. He caught his seed in a pot, and from that seed Drona was born. Dronas tėvas buvo Bharadvaja. As a child, Drona had been friends with Drupada, who had come to study at Bharadvaja's hermitage. Some time after Drupada left the hermitage, Drona heard that the invincible Brahmin warrior Parashuram was retiring to the forest and was giving away all his possessions. Drona approached him and asked for charity. Parashurama replied, having once won this wide earth from the ruling class, I am now without wealth. I have already given it to the Brahmins. I possess only my body and my weapons. Which of these would you prefer, O Brahmin? Jis buvo pasiruošęs net savo kūną. No? Drona asked Parashurama for his celestial weapons, along with the knowledge to use them. The Rishi bestowed his weapons upon Drona, who then left to again see his friend Drupada. By then, Drupada had become the king of Panchala. The Pandavas listened as the ascetic told them what they had already heard from Drona himself, how Drupada had insulted his friend most terribly. Truputėlį priminsiu, kad šitas, kai Drona atėjo pas Drupada, Drupada jo nenorėjo priimti kaip draugo, kadangi Drona tuo metu buvo neturtingas, o Drupada labai turtingas ir jis įžeidė Droną. Not knowing that it was the Pandavas who were listening, the ascetic told them how Drupada had then been overpowered by the Pandavas at Drona's command. After being humiliated by Drona and losing half his kingdom, Drupada thought only of revenge. He knew he could never defeat Drona in battle, so he had gone to the forest to seek out a powerful Brahmin. He knew that only a Brahmin's spiritual power could match Drona's strength. After some time, Drupada came across two Brahmin brothers named Yaja and Upayaja, descendants of Kashyapa, a powerful son of Brahma. The king worshipped and served the two Brahmins for some time, then asked for their assistance. He approached the younger of the two, Upayaja, first, knowing him to be the more powerful. Drupada asked him to conduct a sacrifice that would give the king a son capable of killing Drona. Drupada offered him 10,000 cows as payment, but the Brahmin replied, I shall not perform any act directed toward material gain, either for myself or for another. Brahmanai buvo tų dienų. Nepapirksi. Dabar bet kokiam dažniausiai mokslininkui pasiūlyk 10 tūkstančių litų atlyginimą, nuvesk į slaptą laboratoriją, kad jis darytų tyrimus, bandymus, kurie neaišku, kam yra skirti ir jisai tam pasirašys. Kiek daug mokslininkų dirba šitiem juodiem darbeliam. Yra daug įrodymų, kad šitas kiaulių virusas, kiaulių gripas, kiaulių gripų virusas yra sukurtas laboratorijai. AIDS, ne kiaulių gripo virusas, bet vakcina nuo kiaulių gripo viruso yra. Joje yra medžiagų, kurios sukelia vėžį. Taip pat, kad AIDS taipogi irgi buvo sukurtas dirbtinai. Yra įrodymų. Jau lenda įrodymai. Kiek daug mokslininkų dirba prie atominės bombos, kiek daug mokslininkų dirba prie konclagerio stovyklos, kiek daug mokslininkų dirba prie kitų juodų dalykų. The disappointed Drupada continued serving Upayaja in the hope that he might relent. Finally, after a full year had passed, the Brahmin took pity on him and said, I once saw my elder brother take up and eat a fruit from the ground without considering whether or not it was clean. When we were both boys studying in our guru's house, I often saw him eat the remnants of other people's food. One who has no regard for purity in one thing will not have such regard in another. Therefore approach him, for he will surely perform your sacrifice. Irgi čia yra išmintis, kad jeigu žmogus yra kažkame nešvarus, jis ir kituose dalykuose yra nešvarus. Pavyzdžiui, jeigu žmogus prie tavęs apkalbinėja kitą, būk tikras, kad prie kito jis apkalbinėja tave. The Brahmin's words proved true, and Yaja agreed to Drupada's proposal. The Brahmin, realizing what difficult a task the king had requested, engaged his younger brother to assist him. Although Payaja had no personal desire to perform Drupada's sacrifice, he couldn't refuse his elder brother's request. Thus the two Brahmins went to Kampilya to perform a fire sacrifice intended to propitiate the gods headed by Lord Vishnu. Thus Drupada would be able to get a son capable of killing Drona. As the sacrifice commenced, the king again spoke of Yaja. Remembering the day he had been overpowered by Arjuna, he asked the priest if, as well as a son, he might obtain a beautiful daughter whom he could offer to Arjuna as his wife. Drupada thought that if Arjuna became his son-in-law, his happiness would be complete. Yaja replied, "It shall be so." And Drupada joyfully sat down by the sacrificial fire with his queen. Reiškia, Drupada norėjo Arjunai padovanoti savo dukrą, Draupadį. Yra keista, nes pats Arjuna juk ir Drupada nukovė Drupados armiją, kai įsiveržė. Čia aiškiau išaiškės vėliau. As the ritual neared completion, Yaja called for Drupada's wife. Come quickly, O queen, a son and daughter have now come for you. The queen replied, O Brahmin, I am not pure. My mouth is filled with saffron and my body is smeared with perfumes. I am not ready to receive the sacrificial ghee. Yaja replied, whether or not you are ready, the object of this sacrifice, which I have prepared and Upayaja has sanctified, cannot be thwarted. Yaja had then poured the oblation into the fire. Immediately there arose from the flames a godlike boy. Ot ką reiškia kvalifikuoti Jagios atlikėjai. Įpylė gi ugnį ir atsiranda. He was encased in brilliant golden armor, and he shone like fire. He wore a bright crown on his head and held a long bow and a sword. That youth was terrible to behold, and he rose from the fire roaring. Stepping clear of the flames, he mounted the king's chariot and immediately rode about, displaying all kinds of skill. The people of Campilia had shouted with joy upon seeing this boy who would fulfill the king's desire and kill his enemy. At ką reiškia vediniai kultūroje? Tai buvo įdomus dalykas, bet tai nebuvo kažkas, kas būtų kažkokia sensacija. Aišku, Kampilijos žmonės palaikė Drupadą, kad jisai nužudytų savo priešą, Durodą. Man keista, kaip galėjo brahmanai sutikti tokiam dalykui, reiškia, kad likti ritualą, kurio dėka ateitų asmenybė, kuri žudytų brahmaną, dronačarį. Šito truputėlį nesuprantu. Bet, aišku, tas brahmanas jadža, jisai nebuvo švarus. As their cries of happiness resounded, a celestial woman appeared from the fire. Her complexion was dark, and her smiling eyes were shaped like lotus petals. Her long and curling hair was bluish in color, and it fell down her back as she emerged from the flames. She had rising breasts and tapering thighs. At the end of her graceful fingers were nails that shone like bright copper. Taip įdomi, reiškia, kaip varis, švietėjo, šviesus varis. Her body emanated the sweet fragrance of blue lotuses, which could be perceived at a distance of 2 miles. Nu, nieko savo, iš 2 mylių spindulių skleidė aromatą. That divine woman captivated the mind of every man who saw her. She had no equal even among the gods or the Gandharvas. The ascetic then told his attentive audience how a heavenly voice had spoken from the skies as soon as the boy and girl had appeared. Booming like thunder, it had said, "This dark-skinned beauty will be the best of all women, and she will be the cause of the destruction of the world's warriors. The boy shall be called Drishtadyumna, and he shall slay Drona." Drona heard about this prophecy, but considering destiny to be supreme, he nevertheless agreed to train Drupada's son in martial arts. The noble Drona did this to repay Drupada for taking half his kingdom. Įsivaizduokim, koks lygis Drupada, Drujodana žinojo tą pranašystę, kad Drupado sūnus, tai yra Drishtadyumna, užmuš jį ir jis vis tiek jį apmokė karybos meną. Nes jis laikė likimais pasitikėjo Dievu. Čia labai labai, labai labai aukštas lygmuo. The ascetic stopped, having heard that Drishtadyumna would kill their beloved teacher. The Pandavas felt as if their hearts had been pierced. Kunti saw their perplexity and, after they had retired for the night, said to Yudhishthira, "We have lived here for many months. I think it would be wise to leave now. You are all restless. I also sense that you desire to go to Panchala for Draupadi Svayambara." Kunti had seen her son's eyes wide open when the ascetic had described Draupadi's celestial beauty. Therefore, she suggested that they leave the next day for Panchala. All 5 brothers agreed to her proposal, and the following morning they made their farewells to the Brahmin and his family. Walking in a line with Kunti in their middle, they then headed toward Panchala, traveling again through the forest. On the first evening of their journey, as they sat around their fire, Vyasadeva arrived. Upon seeing him, the Pandavas prostrated themselves at his feet. They then stood with their palms folded as Vyasadeva offered them blessings. When everyone was seated, Vyasadeva said, "O conquerors of foes, are you following the path of virtue enjoined in the scriptures? Do you worship the Brahmins? I hope you always honor those worthy of your respect." Na, reiškia, sekti šventas nurodymais ir garbinti kvalifikuotus brahminus yra labai labai didelis dalykas. The Rishi spoke for some time, giving the attentive princes various instructions. At the end of his discourse, Vyasadeva told them that they should try to win the hand of the princess of Panchala. Her father was setting an archery test in order to find her a qualified husband. Arjuna should enter the contest. Vyasadeva buvo trikalagė, jis matė ateitį praeitį ir dabar, tai jis žinojo, ką reikia daryti. Tarp kitko, ten, kur buvo pasakyta, kad Draupadi bus pasaulio karių mirties priežastim, taip ir buvo, ta pranašystė išsipildys, nes pandavai bus be galo užpykę, kai Draupadi bus nurenginėjama viešai, stengiamasi nurengti ją karališkose rūmose pandavai. Tai bus viena iš priežasčių, kodėl pandavai keršys, kausas su kaurovais irgi. Gal bus ir kitų priežasčių, bet šitą vieną tikrai atsimenu, kad kažkas iš kauravų stengsis nurengti viešai Draupadę, sarį nurengti, apnuoginti. Vyasadeva then stood up to leave and, after again receiving obeisances from the Pandavas, vanished into the woods. Reassured by Vyasadeva's directions, the brothers continued their journey the next day with joyous hearts. They walked day and night, eager to arrive at Panchala in time for the Svayambhara. It was just after nightfall, several days later, when they came upon the gently flowing waters of the Ganges. Arjuna was leading the party with a torch in his hand to light their way. They all bowed respectfully to the sacred river before walking along her banks, searching for a place to cross. Ganga, iki šiol, kada nuvažiuojame į Majapurą ir einame maudytis į Gangą, visą laiką jai lenkiamės. Nes Ganga yra priežasčių vandenino vanduo. Tai yra, jinai teka pro visatos kevalą pramuštą, kuris iki šiol yra pramuštas, Krišnos inkarnacijos Vamana Dievas. Tai yra priežasčių vandenino, transcendentinio priežasčių vandenino vanduo, kuris teka faktiškai per aukštesnės planetarinės sistemas ir vidurinės. Jo. Ir mes jį matom tokiam pavidelė, kokiam matom, bet jis yra transcendentiniai vandenis. Priežasčių vandeninė plaukėja kaip kiaušiniai milijardai visatų. Priežasčių vandeninė. Ir ten guli Mahavišnu. Ten guli Mahavišnu. Ant gyvatės, transcendentinės gyvatės. Tokia yra šiame pakutam informacija. Suddenly, from out of the darkness, they heard a loud voice. "Hold! Who dares approach this river at such a time? The night belongs to Yakshas, Gandharvas, and Rakshasas. Only during the first portion of night, the twilight time, are others being allowed to bathe. You appear to be human beings. Therefore, return the way you have come." Na, jau pasirodo, jau čia atsirado vietinė mafija, valdanti šitą zoną. A shining figure emerged from the waters, rose into the air, and descended onto a golden chariot. Clasping a huge bow, he continued to address them in a thunderous voice. "I am the Gandharva, Angaraparna, friend of Kubera, treasurer of the gods. I'm bathing here. Not even the gods or demons would dare come to this river when I'm bathing. Oh, Hoxish Dudas. How then have you humans been so bold? Leave quickly or I will kill you. I fear no one. No. Ką reiškia būt kuveros draugu? Kaip ir čia ateina dažnai, kai eina pramušt kokį reikalą į savivaldybę, į mokyklą. Ar universitetą. Ar teisės augalį? Ne. Aš esu tas, to draugas. Arjuna couldn't tolerate the Gandharva's haughty speech. O wretch, rivers and mountains are never barred to anyone at any time. There is no such thing as a special time when we are not allowed to approach the sacred river, nor do we care for your threats. Only the weak would fear someone like you. Make way, because we are now going to bathe in this river. Angaraparna blazed with anger. He drew his bow and shot 100 arrows at the brothers. Arjuna moved with blinding speed and struck down all those shafts simply with the torch he was holding. He laughed at Arjuna tremis nesgalės, galėjo judėti labai greitai, galėjo išnykti atsirasti. He laughed at the Gandharva. Don't attempt to frighten those who are skilled in warfare. Your weapons simply vanish like froth on the ocean when hurled at more powerful opponents. O Sky Ranger, I know you are superior to man in prowess. Therefore I shall use a celestial missile against you. The fire weapon I will now discharge was first given to Bharadvaja by Brihaspati. Bharadvaja then gave it to Agnivesha. To Agnivesha, who gave it to my preceptor Drona. Drona gave it to me. Guard yourself from its power if you can. Tai visa parampara. Vienas ginklas perdodamas yra visa parampara. Brihaspatis, tai yra pusdevių. Tvasinis mokytas duoda baradvačią Agnivešiai. Agnivesha Drona, Drona Arjuna. Chanting the incantations to invoke the Agnyastra, Arjuna imbued his torch with its tremendous power. Angrily he threw it at Angaraparna, and his chariot was immediately destroyed, burned black. The Gandharva fainted from the missile's force and fell headlong from the smoking chariot. Tačia galva krita. Arjuna seized him by his hair, which was adorned with garlands of flowers, and dragged him before Yudhishthira. Suddenly a celestial woman rushed out of the water and approached Yudhishthira. Folding her palms, she said, O exalted one, I am Kumbhinashi, Angaraparna's wife, please bestow your mercy upon me and set him free. I seek your protection. The Gandharva came to his senses and sat up before Yudhishthira, who said to him, O Gandharva, who would slay one who has been vanquished in battle, who stands deprived of his fame, who is unable to protect himself, and who is being protected by a woman? You may go. Na, kasgi nužudyti tą, kuris saugo moteris, kuris negali pats savęs apsisaugoti, nors, reiškia, apgailėtina padėtis skaitas. Angaraparna stood and offered his respects to Yudhishthira. He spoke with humility. My pride has been crushed by your younger brother. My celestial chariot lies burned to ashes. I had been known as Chitraratha, one of the beautiful chariots. But from now on I shall call myself Dagdaratha, he of the burned chariot. Angaraparna thanked Arjuna for not killing him, even though able. In return for Arjuna's mercy, Angaraparna offered him the divine knowledge possessed by the Gandharvas, along with a team of celestial go-horses. Smiling, Angaraparna said, "This knowledge, known as Chakshushi, will give you the ability to see anything within the three worlds, along with that thing's intrinsic nature. It is this knowledge that gives the Gandharvas the powers that make them superior to man." Дому. Angaraparna waved his hand toward the river, and the Pandavas saw there a group of lustrous white steeds. "These are the horses I wish to give you. They will go anywhere at their owner's will. They are said to be a portion of Indra's thunderbolt, and will always unfailingly fulfill your desire." Labai, labai įdomus dalykas. Labai įdomus dalykas. Arjuna said, "O Gandharva, if you desire to give your knowledge and these horses in return for your life, then I shall not accept them. It was my duty to release you on my brother's order. I cannot accept charity, for that is never the duty of the ruling class." Angaraparna smiled again. "This need not be charity. O best of the Bharata race, I desire to learn from you how to throw the fire weapon which you used to overpower me." Arjuna agreed to this exchange, but said he first wanted to know why the Gandharva had challenged him and his brothers, although they were all virtuous men, learned in the Vedas and born in a noble line of kings. The Gandharva replied, "O Arjuna, I have heard from Narada Rishi of your ancestors' great accomplishments. I also know your fathers personally, because Dharma, Vayu, Indra and the Ashvinis, and even Pandu all reside in heaven." Reiškia, Pandu buvo jau rojose nuėjęs į tėvus. "Although I knew you are all high-souled, virtuous, powerful and obedient to your vows, I nevertheless censured you. No man possessed of strength and arms ought to tolerate a confrontation in front of his wife. I was overpowered by wrath." Nu va, čia psichologija. Prieš moterį, jeigu vyra pažemina, niekas negali atsilaikyti. Kaip būna įsižeidžia vyrai, jeigu kitas vyras kaip įžeidžia ana, kai jis yra su savo mergina arba žmona. Angaraparna went to explain why Arjuna had been able to defeat him, although he was a celestial. "Because you have been observing a vow of celibacy, O hero, your power became insurmountable. If a warrior engaged in satisfying his desires fights with the Gandharvas at night, he will not escape with his life."
Reiškia, Arjuna laikėsi celibato visą savo gyvenimą, nu, po to jis ves Draupadį, bet reiškia, čia nurodoma, kad celibato laikymas jis duoda begalinę jėgą. Ir iš tikrųjų, ir Veda tai patvirtina, kad sėkla susidaro iš, jeigu neklysto, galiu suklysti labai nedaug, 60 ir 70 kraujo lašų. Vienas lašas sėklos atitinka tiek kraujo lašų. Sėkla laikoma galutinis organizmo produktas iš to, ką mes gaunam. Iš viso maisto, kurį valgom, praną, kur gaunam, yra sėkla. Ir tai yra koncentratas, didelės energijos koncentratas. Mūsų kultūra paremta ant sėklos švaistimo. Visa kontracepcinių priemonių pramonė yra skirta kam malonumams. Taip sėkla yra išvaistoma. Bet jeigu sėkla nėra išvaistoma, atsiranda labai stiprėja sveikata fizinė. Gerėja atmintis, gerėja koncentracija. Džiaugsmas pastoviai per žmogų būna, ramybė. Visos psichinės funkcijos stiprėja, čakrų veiklas stiprėja. Ta energija yra panaudojama kam? Grubiam subtiliam kūnui. O mūsų kultūra nėra išmetama. Angaraparna said that even a warrior who is not celibate could defeat a powerful enemy if he is accompanied by a Brahmin priest. The Gandharva concluded, men with learned and self-controlled priests can conquer the earth and acquire every good fortune, finally attaining even heaven itself. Therefore, descendant of Tapati, you should seek out a qualified priest as your guide. Arjuna was listening carefully. He was curious that Angaraparna addressed him as a descendant of Tapati. He asked, as the sons of Kunti we are known as the Kuntiyas, why did you address us as a Tapatiyas? I have not heard this before. It was a long story. Angaraparna invited the brothers to sit comfortably on the river bank while he recited the history of their distant ancestor, Tapati, daughter of the sun god. Saulės dievo dukra buvo jų tolima giminaitė. Tapati had descended from the heavens and married Samvarana, an early king in the Pandavas line. Iškai, vat irgi buvo tarp planetinės vietybos ir Saulės dangiška mergina leidžiasi žemę ir vedasi, išteka žmogaus. Tai Gandharva, ką reiškia, net aišku, negalėdavo turbūt bet kokį pavidalą priimti ir matoma ir nematoma, bet jau tais laikais buvo mišrus santykiai tarp įvairių gyvybės formų. The Gandharva narrated the story along with many other incidental stories. He spoke for much of the night and the enthralled brothers could see the first faint glow of dawn when he finished his narration. Arjuna then said to him, O Gandharva, you know everything and can see everything by your divine sight. Please tell us where we can find a Brahmin who knows the Vedas and can become our priest. Angaraparna replied that not far from there was a forest ashram called Utkachaka. A Brahmin named Dhaumya, the younger brother of the famous Rishi Devala, resided there. They should approach him and ask that he become their preceptor. Aiškiai, yra svarbu, kad kšatrija vis tiek buvo vadovaujami, turėjo būti vadovaujami brahmanų, tada jie galėdavo įgauti didelę jėgą ir sėkmę, nes brahmanai jau čia buvo pažymėta, jeigu jiems vadovaudavo save, reiškia svamis, faktiškai save kontroliuojantis brahmanas. Kšatrija dažnai užverda jausmai kšatrija, dominuoja ištros kūną ir jie gali padaryti daug klaidų ir klaidos neleis jiems pasiekti sėkmės, bet save sutramdęs, sukontroliavęs brahmanas visada gali duoti naudingus patarimus. Ir pažiūrėkim, kas vyksta pas mūsų šalyje. Yra valdininkai kšatriai, kurie nevaldo savo emocijų, kurie turi visokiausias ambicingus planus ir jie veikia. Brahmanų iš vis nėra. O jeigu ir yra, jų nieks neklauso. Dėl to ir yra pasaulyje chaosas. In return, Angaraparna again offered him the horses. Arjuna replied, I will not take anything from you now. I don't desire no knowledge, and we cannot take the horses at present. O best of the Gandharvas, your friendship is sufficient. Perhaps if a time comes when we need these steeds, we shall take them, we shall then take them. Angaraparna and the Pandavas saluted one another respectfully and took their leave. The Gandharva and his wife disappeared into the sky, leaving the Pandavas to continue on their journey. After Angaraparna led, the Pandavas went north along the bank of the Ganges toward where the Gandharva had indicated they would find Dhumya's ashram. The sun had risen, and they could now see many rishis bathing in the river, wearing a single piece of cloth and with their matted locks tied in knots on their heads. Iškemiškose gyveno brahmanai. The brothers could hear the sages reciting sacred hymns from the Vedas, some in praise of the sun god Surya, some worshipping Shiva, the mighty destroyer, and others praying to the supremely powerful Lord Vishnu. Škirtais laikais buvo, kurie garbino Šyvą, kurie garbino Saulės dievą, Vishnu. Ir mes matom, kad Vedas yra sena kaip žmonija. Tai yra kelialapis pas dievą. Tai yra instrukcija. Ir visi, nu, net menimų laikų jau jomis naudodavas. Ta Bhagavad Gita yra nuostabus toks posmas, kuriame sakoma, kad Vishnu sako, reiškia, nuo žmonijos priešaušryje, kūrinijos pradžioje išsiunčiau žmonių kartas ir daviau jiems ką? Vedas, daviau vedas, kad jie laimingai gyventų šitam materialiam pasaulyje ir grįžtų pas mane po to. Tai jūga iš jūgos, vedas yra, jos neišnyksta ir jos padeda sąlygotom džyvom tobulėti arba šiame materialiam pasaulyje, arba tiesiogiai grįžinėt pas Dievą. The Pandavas took their own baths in the Ganges. Using the sacred clay from the river bank, they daubed their bodies with markings that showed them to be Vaishnavas, devotees of Vishnu. Nu va, Gangos molis, šia daromos tilakos, dedamos 12 vietą berods, 13 ir ant pakaušio nušluostama, su mantrumi, ir tai rodo, kad jie yra Vishnu atsidavė. Kunti entered the water fully clothed and then changed her dress in a secluded place. She thought constantly of Krishna, praying that he would help them through their difficulties. Nu va, kodėl šitas dalykas parašyta, kad jinai įėjo į vandenį su drabužiais. Moteris indėjim praus maudas su drabužiais. Neapnuogina savo kūnų dalių, nes tai sukelia geismą. The sages told the brothers where to find Domya's hermitage. They then approached Domya and fell at his feet. Yudhishthira said, "O greatly learned one, we are Pandu's sons traveling with our mother Kunti. On the Gandharva's advice we seek your shelter. Please become our guide and protector. We are your servants." The effulgent Domya smiled and bade them be seated. His disciples brought them offerings of wild fruits and water. As he looked upon the 5 young princes and the gentle Kunti, the Rishi felt affection rise in his heart. He could see that they worshipped Vishnu, his own deity, and this too attracted him, reiškia Domya buvo Vishnavas. Therefore, he consented to become their priest. The Pandavas were overjoyed and felt as if their wealth and kingdom had already been regained and Draupadi won. Tumya then formally accepted them as disciples by initiating them with Vedic mantras. The many sages in Domya's ashram offered the princes their blessings. Seeing such godlike boys, the rishis felt that the brothers, by their own accomplishments, would soon become rulers of the earth. Accompanied by Domya, the Pandavas continued on their journey to Panchala. Tokia vat vedinė graži tradicija, harmoninga tradicija. Kad ir koks tu būtum galingas, kad ir kiek tu valdžios turėtum, kad ir kokia ateitis didelė tave lauktų, vis tiek turi parodyti nuolankumą ir priimti dvasinį mokytoją. Ta padarė Pandava, jie parodė savo pavyzdžių. Ir tai yra labai svarbus momentas. Jeigu... Kitas tai momentas yra, kad į sadhu, į kurį mes kreipiamės, prieglapščio, jis turi pajausti prielankumą širdį. Tai nėra mechaninis dalykas, kad aš ateisiu pas mokytoją ir pasakysiu, kad aš noriu būti tavo mokinys ir mokytojas priims. Mokytojas irgi turi pajausti potraukį mokiniui, ne tik mokinys mokytojui. Mokytoja tu turi patraukti savo kažkokiam savybėm, faktiškai savo nuoširdumu. Ir kadangi Pandavai buvo ne tik nuoširdus, bet dar ir daugeliu kitų savybių pasižymėjo, jie patraukė Daumijos dėmesį. Dažnai, kada yra neaišku, kas tavo mokytojas skonio, reikia kartais palaukti ir daugiau ieškoti ne mokytojo išoriai, bet daugiau dirbti su savim, savo charakteriu. Ir kai tu esi pasiruošęs, tavo mokytoja atsiunčia labai labai lengvai. Ir tada tas mokytas labai lengvai priima, kai esi pasiruošęs. Tai taip mes baigiam skaityti 9 skyrių. Kitą kartą skaitysim 10 skyrių. Draupadė svajambara, kaip Pandavai laimės Draupadė. Hare Krishna.